Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Rop.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader three times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Hey, you got... Whoa.
Oh, hey, hey. We're hot. We're on.
What's up? We're not at PDXYZ.
No. Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's going on.
One of our old salespeople peeked behind the curtain.
Sierra.
Yeah. Was texting us.
You guys have heard her voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Sierra is a longtime fan classic. She would always go and do a lot of the commercials. She had one of those sultry female voices.
She has a raspy smoker voice.
Raspy, spunky voice. Yeah.
And she was like texting me and Rob about like, are you guys going to be at this thing tomorrow? And we're like, what thing? And she's like, the thing. She wouldn't.
Well,
she
because you guys actually were there either a year ago or two years ago.
Last year we were.
But she wouldn't tell us what the thing was, and we kept responding, like, what the hell
are you talking about?
Yeah, and she's like, well, Dusty's here, and I'm like,
I don't care.
That doesn't change that we don't know. And she never...
I don't think she knew.
Yeah. So that was... It was PDX... What was
PDXYZ.
It?
Oh. The same thing we had last year.
Okay.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
It was right over here.
Yeah, you can't say, are you going to be at this thing without identifying the thing and then refuse to say what it is.
I mean, we probably should have known what it was.
Well, we're running ads for it. But...
The firm was over there today doing their show.
Although, okay.
I heard some Blue Angels guy on there.
Okay. Well, we were there last year, so maybe it was. Maybe we're bitter that it was the firm and not us. I don't know.
I'm certainly not. I mean, it's a great event. It's just that, you know. We're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
And by the way, guys.
Yeah.
Ooh, what? Short show tonight.
Short show. Turn and burn.
2-hour show
uh-huh.
due to the Seahawks.
Hot preseason football.
Yeah.
And I was excited because I thought we were getting the Raiders starters. It turns out we're not getting the Raiders starters.
But we are getting
a favorite tradition tonight, Souk.
That is?
We get to bet on the Ravens.
You're damn right we get to bet on the Ravens.
Oh, they're playing tonight too, huh?
Yeah.
What do we got tonight?
Give me the sked. We got a handful of games.
Three games, including your Seahawks hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. At 4 o'clock, we will have the Colts hosting the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 4:30, I believe non-televised, is the Eagles hosting the Bengals.
Yes, I do not believe that is on television.
Why wouldn't they put that on TV? It's the best game of the three.
I don't know.
What is the matter with
these? Is there such thing as a good... I mean...
Well, it feels like there's just a pile of money sitting there and you're ignoring it.
Well, is Burrow playing?
No.
No.
No. Yeah. A handful
it's
of people,
still NFL football.
A handful of teams have said, like, Carroll came out and originally said he was playing guys, and he's like, hey, this game counts. And then he was like, they're available to play. And we're like, well, is that available? He's like, well, they could play, which is code for they're not going to play. So I am thinking about putting because I am going to wager on the Ravens. That's just Universal.
And they're a big dog. They're like catching 6.5.
Yeah, so. Dude, I'm all over this. And I'm thinking about betting a little bit. I'm thinking about putting a nickel on the Raiders. Because by all accounts, Pete Carroll takes, like, he's taking this way too seriously. Even though he backed off saying he was going to play the starters.
The offense was ripping.
Yeah, there's reports down in Vegas that he's treating this like it's a big deal.
Well, he's back in Seattle.
Yeah, like super, but he's like super competitive guy, and it's
he has
like
revenge
full go.
On his mind.
So
they fired his ass.
I'm thinking about doing a little. Parlay here with my Ravens catching points for some reason, and because Anthony Richardson's going to play, as if that matters. I think it's better for the Ravens that he is playing.
Is he starting?
Yeah, he's starting.
Who's the other quarterback there?
It's between him and Daniel Jones.
Oh yeah. Forgot about Daniel Jones.
Yeah, well, you probably should have forgotten
Daniel, about Daniel Jones.
Very forgettable.
Yeah, and then Riley Leonard. And don't forget.
Whoa, Riley Leonard.
The Bean is there.
Jason Bean?
Jason Bean.
Yeah, he's a KU guy.
Kansas great.
Man, I really liked him.
Yeah.
You know, he was the fastest guy on our team.
Really?
Yeah, as the quarterback.
I would have thought the other quarterback, who, by the way,
Daniels.
Daniels. He, you know, he's back.
Yeah, he's back.
He's like, I feel like he's been in Kansas.
Yeah.
For like 17 years.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. But he's playing for us this year, and he's fine. But I actually liked the Beaner. I thought he was wonderful.
Yeah, he was
And he was
fun.
The backup.
Yeah.
And so...
But Daniels always gets hurt because he just runs around.
Yeah. So anytime you're the backup and you actually perform pretty well, people love you. Because you there were no expectations. Yeah. You're just the backup.
Yes.
And Bean, dude, that guy, I mean...
He was all right.
They almost beat that TCU team. You remember that TCU team that went to the championship game?
Yeah, Kansas took them right down to the wire.
Kansas damn near beat them.
Hmm. Ooh, by the way, someone pointed this out.
To take that, frogs.
And this was only 10 minutes ago. Rashawn Slater, potential ACL tear.
Carted off, yeah.
I saw that. I'm not happy about
that. They're saying ACL or ruptured patella tendon.
Yeah, that's a big...
That's
So if you don't know, he plays for the Chargers, and he is the left tackle of note.
Just signed a four-year, $113 million extension, one of the best tackles in the game. And this is why, can I just say, like, the preseason
you
stuff...
You cannot say it. You cannot.
People get mad when they play. People get mad when they don't play. The bottom line is this. The NFL is a 100% injury league. Sometimes it's a fluke thing. You're running, it pops. Another time someone falls on you. Like... You can mitigate it the best you can, but we try to make the most unsafe activity safe, and it doesn't work. Sometimes just bad stuff happens, and then when it happens, then we have to go through the whole thing of what should he have been on the field, or were they going too hard in practice? And it's just sometimes bad crap happens.
Well, you can't prevent injuries. But you don't need to be playing. You don't need to be doing stupid stuff.
No, but
you
know?
You don't need to be out there when you don't need to be out there.
But he blew it out in practice.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, let's say it's the third quarter of a preseason game.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
And he blows out. You know, it's like, come on, man. Try to preserve these guys as best you can.
But if you decide to play your starters in the first three series, right? And Rashawn Slater, I guess so they're saying, I'm seeing here more likely patella tendon. So. If he plays in the second series of the Chargers opener and he blows his patella tendon, you know what we all have to do. Oh, why is he playing? But he blows it out in practice, and it's like, well, that's just bad luck. Yes, both are bad luck. You mitigate it the best you can. You play the guys that need to play. You don't, like, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to play. The guy's 1,000 years old. He doesn't need it. You know, Sean McVay has taken that stance of we're not playing anyone. And by the way, the Raiders or the Rams have had plenty of injuries. You mitigate it the best you can. But sometimes when you're doing a dangerous activity, bad things happen. But that sucks because that is losing a left tackle like that. It can define your season when you don't protect your go ask the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs have lost two Super Bowls due to O-line injuries. And so for a Chargers team that we thought was maybe kind of ready to let them drop a little bit and take the next step, outside of Justin Herbert, that's their best player on their team, and that's awful.
You know who they play week one?
I don't know who the Chargers play week one.
The Chiefs.
Oh. Not good. Not good. Although, that's a great game.
Hosting the Chiefs. Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
That's a great game.
Is it?
Slater or not, that's a great game.
A lot of milk.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, at least when
Chiefs by 40.
I'll make this argument. If you're going to lose your all-pro left tackle to a knee injury, I'd rather it now than at the end of the year. You got time. You can, you find a replacement. You can experiment with some stuff. Maybe you find someone on a scrap heap. Maybe you make a deal for someone. You let the young guy kind of, get acclimated for a few weeks. Better to have it now than going into the playoffs.
Now let's address the elephant in the room, shall we?
Talk to me.
Well, it is that a lot of the listeners are calling us out.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because when we moved to 105.1 The Fan and created the Fan Global Sports Network.
Yes.
Which has 105.1 The Fan and 1080 AM.
Yeah, we made a proclamation that was...
We were told there would be no more short shows because... Yeah. Uh-oh, did he just give up a...
What?
Yeah, that's right. It's a tie game.
Oh, God. Who's Baldwin?
Brooks Baldwin.
Dude, I could strike out Brooks Baldwin. Come on. Who is this gas can in there?
Say it. You know you want to say it.
What?
Who sucks?
This guy sucks.
Oh, he's terrible. This guy, that goes without saying. He just gave up a home run to Brooks Baldwin. This guy sucks. Who is this guy?
Oh, Vargas sucks. I thought you were saying Brooks Baldwin sucks.
Well, they both suck.
Well, they both suck. Who's Vargas? DFA that clown.
If you don't know, the Mariners just...
We're watching the Mariners.
We're watching the Mariners.
Yeah.
And they're, by the way, how are you doing that? Normally, we can't watch Mariner games.
I'm not real sure. It was just already on. Oh.
Same.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at that.
I'm going to continue.
You just got the limit reached.
Yeah, it gave me a...
Yeah. Yeah, we can't watch the games here.
Well, anyway, yeah, the Mariners going for the sweep of the White Sox. Yeah. So anyway, we were told because we switched to 105.1, all the sports would play over on 1080, and we would just have full shows all fall and winter and everything.
Turns out, much like the smelling salts...
Not true!
Fake news.
I don't know why we were told that. Because contractually obligated, 105.1 will play the Seahawks.
Yes.
At all times. Now, the Ducks, they can play on 1080. Yeah. Okay.
So we won't get bumped for the Duckies.
But
we will get
bumped for the Ducks. Did the Ducks have a Thursday game?
Well, they might have a Friday night. So college
do they have
play.
One this year?
I don't know. But usually there is a game or two that's on Friday.
Yeah, but those will be over on 1080, and we'll just keep doing... I think we'll keep doing our show, although I don't know. Who wants to hear us when the Ducks are on?
I couldn't tell you.
I'm going to lobby to get those off.
Yeah, good luck with that.
They play Friday...
November 14th, they host Minnesota on a Friday.
Yeah, the Minnesota game. That's the only one.
They're going to row that boat.
So, anyway...
You're headed towards Turdville.
I didn't even know that, but the Seahawks have to play on FM, so we're out of here at 5. Who are we to step in the way of Pete Carroll's return to Seattle?
And the greatness that is Sam Darnold, who won't play.
Yeah. Who's going to play?
Sounds like Drew Locke will play the first half. And
they got Drew Locke back?
They got Drew Locke, and then no one wants
Didn't
to watch
get
Drew
rid
Locke.
Of him?
No. Drew Locke is there. And
I thought they got rid of him.
Fake news. No. And then Jalen Milroe will play the second. So yeah. I think more people would be interested
if
Milroe played in the first half and flip. But no, Locke is the backup, and then Milroe will either be a practice squad guy or if they carry three. So, preseason.
Yeah.
See a little something. I'm interested to see Jalen Milroe a little bit, although you know how I feel about the athletic quarterback that can't throw.
Yeah, you're gonna poop all over him, aren't you?
Well, we keep trying to make the athletic quarterback that can't throw, we keep trying to make it a thing, and it really isn't a thing. And then someone may bring up like Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was one of the better passers in college football. I'm talking about the Jalen Milroes and Anthony Richardsons of the world, the Jake Lockers. If you can't throw the ball in college, really hard to throw the ball in the NFL. And some may say Jalen Hurts took a while to be able to throw in the NFL. And some may say, again, that the Eagles had one of the worst passing offenses last year in the NFL. But we keep trying to – I hear so many of the talking heads being like, well – Jalen Milroe might surprise some people. Surprise some people with what? Did you watch him play at Alabama?
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Fun little fact. I want to double check this, but I believe the Alabama Crimson Tide lost 3 of their final 4 games, and I believe their defense in those games gave up an average of 17 points. So,
what's your point?
Turns out Jalen Milroe sucks.
Couldn't score points.
Did you watch that bowl game against Michigan? Oh, my God.
Yes, it was horrible.
Oh, my God.
So, like...
He couldn't hold on to the football.
No. So, it just...
It was raining.
It was... So, that was the key?
By the way, Rob, your lock confusion may have been because he did leave the Seahawks.
Yeah,
he went to the Giants, and then he came back.
Yeah.
But he's been back.
What do you mean he's been back? Like, left.
I know, but they signed him months ago. I mean, he's been...
Right, but he was gone last year.
Last year he was not here.
Yes,
correct.
thank you. It wasn't fake news.
He was in New York.
You owe me an apology, you son of a bitch.
So he's gone, but he's back.
He went to the Giants.
Yeah, well, he is back.
You didn't even know that.
I knew that
he's
back.
You call yourself a sports host?
I knew that he was starting. Did you know that he was starting?
I don't care about preseason football.
Maybe you should.
No, they don't. Maybe you should care about transactions in May.
Oh.
All right. About that. Keep track.
No, I'm all right.
Seahawks guy.
I do remember that now that you mentioned it. I do remember Drew Lock battling it out in New York.
Is Sam Howell gone?
Sammy Tendies? Yes. Yeah, I think yes. So.
Sam Howell is gone.
Where's he?
Sam Howell is...
See, I'm testing you now.
Minnesota Vikings.
The Vikings, yeah.
I liked him.
I know you did, and I don't know why. You had some strange...
Well, he's like Brooks Baldwin.
You had like a strange thing. I don't know. You kept being like, Sam Howell, what?
Hey, well, it's, Sam
no,
Howell.
It was fueled out of my Geno Smith hate.
Yeah.
I don't like
Geno. I always liked Geno. You didn't like him, and somehow you liked he's Sam
overrated.
Howell.
Geno's overrated. Well, and he won't play tonight,
see,
right?
That's foolish. Geno is not overrated because no one rates him.
In my mind... Geno Smith is overrated.
You think he still gets more credit than he deserves?
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone constantly craps on him.
Yeah, most people don't think he's very good.
Except for Sukanik over here.
Well,
the Sukanik Island loves him. My God, he might sleep with him.
To say that someone's like a borderline top 10 to 12-ish quarterback in the league is not loving someone. It's accurate. He's good.
He's not.
He's good.
I bet he doesn't play tonight. He sucks so bad.
I think that is what's going to happen.
Thank you. There's another win for me.
Yeah.
All right, you little bitches. Should we get started here?
Not really.
Mariners, White Sox.
By the way, I wanted to check it. That Alabama-Oklahoma game was the one that I was like thinking in my head that they lost at the end of the year that cost him a playoff berth. Jalen Milroe, the guy that people are like, oh, look out for Milroe. Jalen Milroe in that game threw zero touchdowns. Not good. Now is throwing three interceptions is that good or is that not good?
That's not good.
And then how
but
about
you already knew that?
I already knew that. And then
now
this
you're just being a jerk.
Effing pop up on ESPN. I'm about ready to kick someone in the face. 11 of 26
Make
for 164. And three picks.
But you know why they draft these guys, though, you know.
Potential.
Yeah.
Potential.
That's right.
So can we talk about him three years from now, Jalen Milroe may be good, but please stop trying to make Jalen Milroe a thing this year.
All right, guys.
Shane Falco, so Malcho. Yeah.
I forgot about
yes.
it already.
Blast from the past.
Can we get a Tua while we're at it?
Yeah.
Me and my fearless leader.
1 second, please. Many pages
Tua.
Away.
Tagovailoa.
Someone asked him about it in training camp, and he was it was kind of funny. He's like,
"Well, I don't want."
He's like,
"I've
heard Falco, so Malcho." He's like, "I've heard worse."
I don't want him to pronounce Tua Tagovailoa correctly. I don't want
Tua
that.
Tagovailoa.
It's like, oh my God, they gave it another one.
How are you still watching this?
Warning track power. Some guy named Spire. He sucks.
Yeah.
It's like your favorite coach being really good at golf. You don't want that.
Yeah.
You want him coaching. I don't want my president knowing how to pronounce Tua Tagovailoa.
It's a valid point.
You
got other
Tua Tagovailoa.
You got other things to focus on, like Dean Cain.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Football talk. Rachel Bachman. Do you remember Rachel Bachman?
I do remember Rachel Bachman.
She's still around. And she has a quality college football history lesson for all of us.
Okay, let's
coming
go.
Up next on 105.1 The Fan. So we're watching the Mariners play.
I am not. I still can't figure out how your TV on every TV we get blocked out because we don't have Root.
They are tied 2-2 with the White Sox.
I'm pretty sure Mr. Mariner Schultze has me logged in over here on whatever account he uses. There's no way Schultze misses a Mariners game, and that's probably why I'm able to watch it.
What the hell is happening?
Seventh inning. Maybe even the eighth. I was just watching Mitch Garver hit. You know, it's a big game. They got to, you know, get a sweep here and move on to the Rays.
It is the White Sox, so I'm going to preface
should
that.
Win, right? But I was watching Mitch Garver.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that guy?
I do remember that guy.
Mitch Garver.
I'm familiar.
Is he the Drew Lock of the Mariners? I feel like he is.
I think Mitch Garver better than...
These are the things that go through my mind during breaks.
I think Mitch Garver might be better.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's hitting 217.
Yeah, Mitch Garver kind of sucks, but so does Drew Locke.
So does Drew Locke.
But Drew Locke?
Drew Locke has never started, and Mitch Garver has.
Drew Locke's never started. I thought he started in Denver.
Yeah, that is true. I stand corrected.
God, man, you're just full of misinformation today.
What other misinformation did I have?
Well, that Drew Locke was not a giant.
I think what we've learned here is I have a hole in my sports acumen for Drew Locke.
You sure do.
Is it possible Drew Locke sucks so bad that I just try to block out Drew Locke?
I mean, you're clearly not following Drew Locke information.
That is true.
Key Drew Locke information.
Mitch Garver won a Silver Slugger Award.
Yeah, back with Texas, though, right?
So
he'd been bad for the Mariners.
Well, I stand by my statement.
So you think he's worse than Drew Locke? Or do you think
I think Drew Locke is worse than Mitch Garver.
Than Mitch Garver. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Mitch Garver hit 268 and 273 one year.
What's he hit for the Mariners?
Well,
give me his batting average from last year. You conveniently leave that out. What's his batting average from last year?
He hit 172.
Thank you.
Hey, so, dude, he's hitting a robust 217. So, I like where we're going with this.
I think they both suck. Yeah.
So why did we bring up, Mitch Garver.
Let's talk Mariners.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
Yeah, Malcho.
Okay, so we'll keep posted on our Mariners.
Yeah.
Leading into our Seahawks at 5:00. Back to our Ducks. I was looking at their schedule. Before I get to this Rachel Bachman story I want to tell you about.
Yeah.
I was looking at, so you got me looking at their schedule, thinking about the Thursday or Friday games that they play.
Mm-hmm.
And they only play one, and it's a Friday game against Minnesota on November 14th. But then I was reminded, looking at the schedule,
mm-hmm.
that they are opening against Montana State.
Yes. And believe it or not, I have looked into Montana
They're
State.
Good.
Well, okay, so here's my...
They're number two in the FCS.
Yes.
And Idaho... Now, need I remind everyone that Idaho was in Autzen last year, and that game was 17-14 with like 10 minutes left.
Idaho had a chance to win the game.
And Montana State's better than Idaho.
So Montana State was one of the... I think they were one of like four teams to ever win 15 games. They won 15 games last year, but fell short in the national title game. Good news, bad news for Oregon fans. Their roster was gutted with transfer portals and the NFL. In fact, the player of the year, the Walter Camp, which is the player of the year at the FCS, their Heisman Trophy, that was their quarterback. He's now a receiver with the Raiders. So you can actually watch him play tonight as he tries to make the transition. So they lost a lot, but... They're very deep. They have 21 players back that played 200 snaps or more last year. So it's not the same team that fell short of the national championship, but it is a very experienced team. And Montana State and North Dakota State seemingly just have two of the best programs at that level. So I don't like playing these games. I've said it all along. I don't know why. If you're going to play a patsy, play a patsy. Don't play the second best team at the FCS level. Go play Western Wyoming. Go play Montana Tech. I don't understand the benefit of playing Montana State. But at the same time, if in any way you're Oregon and you consider yourself a national title contender and you are sweating even one drop over Montana State, you have bigger problems than Montana State.
Go play intramurals, brother.
You know what the point spread is?
17, 20, something like that.
27.5.
Okay, yeah.
You know what the point spread was last year when they played Idaho?
I'm guessing probably around that same...
49.5.
So Montana State greater than.
By about three tutties. Yeah. Well, yeah, by about three tutties.
But again, it's a three-touchdown spread. Like, don't...
Amen.
And normally when you get in these games, when in doubt, turn around and run the ball. Remember last year, those first couple games, the O-line was kind of janky and we couldn't quite figure it out. I mean, to be fair, you do have three new starters along the offensive line and a new quarterback, but those three offensive linemen are very experienced and two of the best in the transfer portal. So you would hope that you come out and you're able to run the ball. When in doubt against lesser teams, turn around, run the ball. And I don't love the Montana State thing, but I've heard from a lot of Oregon fans that are nervous about that one. You should not be nervous because, again... You're supposed to be a national title contending team. My God, it's Montana State at home. Put your foot on their balls and make them believe it. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be that hard.
Well, It was last year. Would you rather play Ohio or Montana State?
I have no idea what Ohio is bringing to the table.
Well, it's just like, I was just bringing up like a random MAC team.
Random MAC
team. You know
team.
What I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd rather play the random MAC team.
I think I would too.
I don't like playing the very best at the lower level because one, some of those low level kids, like if you look, they're putting kids. North Dakota State is putting kids, and that's the other big powerhouse right now. That's those programs are putting kids in the NFL. Gray Zabel, who's going to be the starting left guard for the Seahawks, North Dakota State. You know, there's a lot of those kids. Trey Lance was a North Dakota State kid.
Well, and kids transfer in and out at those schools too, but not nearly to the degree they do in Division One. So there's more program building, and you can get a lot of that rolling and build some momentum. It isn't changing over every year.
And they build excellence there. No offense, but when you're playing, you know, when I was in the Mountain West and we would go play, I don't know, UNLV or whoever, dude, those programs suck. There's no expectation. No one cares. Most of those kids, you can just tell, you'd walk out on the field and they're half sleepwalking. I promise you, at Montana State, every one of those kids believes that they're the best player in the country. And their goal is a national championship. And they have national championship mentality. And when they're getting ready to play Oregon at the start of the season, that is their Super Bowl.
Their big shot.
This is their big shot to prove, yes, we're a national title team. F you, watch what we're about to go do. And I think when you play Ohio or you play whatever, Matt, you know, Tulsa or whoever.
Western Kentucky.
I don't think that exists. It does not have the mentality. So I've never understood playing a championship caliber FCS team. I don't think there's any value to, because if you stomp them, it's like, well, you should stomp them. But God forbid you let them hang around and they get to play in the fourth quarter a little bit and they start believing and you start to pucker. Those are, especially, by the way, at least if you're Oregon from a talent standpoint, you should overwhelm them. But we've seen some of the, you know, we've seen Washington State, we've seen Oregon State lose to teams like this. Kansas did it one year. We've seen this where if you don't have overwhelming talent, they can sneak up and bite you.
Well, and there's not a lot to be gained either, because even with a convincing win, everyone values an FCS win less than an FBS win.
Yes.
So you'd much rather, if you're going to beat somebody down, do it from the bottom of another Power 5 conference rather than an FCS level.
They're also way better coached.
Yes. Again, like Purdue, right?
Like they're good programs.
I would rather... You'd rather
play Purdue than Montana State?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I was about to ask, would you rather play...
Purdue sucks so bad.
Would you rather play Hawaii than Montana State?
Yes, I would.
So you'd rather play Purdue
than
Montana State?
Garbage.
Wow.
I don't mean to...
I'm looking at the SP Plus rankings, ESPN, for the new season.
Garbage is a strong word, and I don't want to...
Ohio is number 80.
Okay.
Right. Now let me see where Purdue is.
Purdue was so bad last year. I'm not trying to take shots at the Beavs, but the Beavers beat Purdue last year, and the Beavers were not a good football team.
Yeah, they're way down there.
Yeah, Purdue's bad. Right. And they just fired their coach. In fact, their coach is now the defensive coordinator at UW.
Purdue's 101st, you're right.
So...
Although I don't know where Montana State would be in the rankings.
And you can't, because it's different recruiting. But all I'm saying is, what's another word for garbage program without me calling someone garbage? Because I don't want to call college kids garbage.
Struggling, you know, just...
Not finding
their footing.
Downtrodden.
Troubled.
I have been around this stupid game long enough and talked to enough players that when you are in a struggling / bad program... it permeates everything. It's why, how many times when PJ Fleck, when he took the Minnesota job, or whenever you see someone, take a what's considered a bad job, what's the first thing they talk about changing? What's the very first thing any coach taking over a struggling program says that we have to change? We have to change?
Culture.
The culture. Because when you have a bad culture, your workouts are crap, everything, because you walk in already defeated. When you're on one of those teams, you just walk out every Saturday knowing, well, this is another loss. And when you play to Montana State, you don't have that. You walk out every Saturday saying, we are the best. And even though deep down, the kids at Montana State know they have no real shot against Oregon, somewhere deep down inside, they know that. There is this bravado that comes with being a championship level program that we're going to go shock the world. I'm going to go be Rocky Balboa.
They convince themselves they can do it.
No one from Purdue believes they're going to do it. The Montana State kids do. And when you have such a gap in talent anyways, I would rather play the slightly more talented team that still is light years away from my talent versus, so if we're saying that the Oregon team is an A talent team, and we're saying Purdue is a D talented team, and let's say Montana State is a D minus team. Give me the D minus team that believes over the D talent team that doesn't.
I'm looking at the SAGs from last year.
Do you believe?
So this year, so they don't have the FCS teams on the SP
because
Plus.
They wouldn't.
But they do have them on the Sagarin ratings from last year.
Sure.
So last year, do you care to guess where? And Montana State wasn't even the highest FCS team.
No, it was North Dakota State.
It was South Dakota
State. Oh, South Dakota State, who now is the coach at Washington State, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Guess where Montana State ranked among all schools last year at the final Sagarin college football ranking.
Won 15 games, lost in the national championship.
So remember, I gave you a little, so Ohio was 80th for this year.
They're going to be 54th.
Purdue was 101. Last year, Montana State at 15-1 finished 45th in the country.
Why are you playing them?
So that was sandwiched right in between Syracuse and Rutgers.
By the way,
I think both of those teams went to bowl games, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, by the way, that South Dakota team that you said was number one lost in the semifinals to
Montana State
31-17.
Yeah. South Dakota State was ranked 37th.
Yeah.
They were better than Utah and Auburn.
So
in terms of the Sagarin rankings, anyway.
Why play this game?
And then Arkansas, they were sandwiched in between Arkansas and Utah. That's crazy.
Yeah, go schedule.
I don't think
schedule Purdue.
I just don't think a lot of fans think of those teams as being that good.
No.
But they rate out that good.
Yeah. Don't play them. Play Purdue. Go play UNLV.
Intramurals, brother.
Yeah, go play Intramurals.
What would you rather play, Army?
Go play Intramurals, brother.
Nah, I want nothing to do with Army. Army's tough.
Really?
Yeah, those sons.
Because Army was below these teams.
Yeah, no, Army and Navy. When Army and Navy are good,
they were 56th and 57th.
That's a disciplined team. Now they're gonna have their limitations, but dude, service academies are tough to prepare for.
All right, well, Ducks, watch out for the Bobcats. They're coming to Autzen hungry.
Meow.
Kitty cats.
Well, you just. If you do end up having some struggles, don't do the, it's Montana State. Montana State's a good team, and it's a good program. So be prepared. And maybe that's what Lanny wants, is a chance to get your guys' attention, but still have the overwhelming.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
Advantage at every position.
You're about to see a Bobcat stretch.
My guess is there isn't a single player on that team that would start at Oregon, not a single one. So
27.5 is the point spread. All right, Rachel Bachman is back. A quality college football history lesson, which we'll get to next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Cal Raleigh, leadoff walk, bottom of the eighth.
Waiting for the dumper to swipe a base. Does Cal Raleigh have a stolen base this year?
He does. He's got a couple.
Does he?
Nice. He has slimmed down.
Yeah.
I think Josh Naylor is twice his size.
Hey, Naylor's stole like, what, 9 to 10 bags?
Yeah, I don't really know how. He's
kind of 8 and 11 games, I think, fat. Going into today.
Now Julio gets a base hit.
Yeah, dude.
First and second.
The Mariner train. Now, if this was the Mets, there would be a triple play coming.
Yeah,
right
for
here.
Sure. A double play and then a strikeout or something.
Guaranteed.
Like, wait, we're you not want to take it. A guess at Cal Raleigh's stolen bases?
This year?
This would be better than I thought. 7.
Higher.
5. 19. 75.
12. He's got 12 stolen bags.
Is he going 20-20 on us?
He's the speed.
I mean 40-20. I mean 50-20.
Are you okay? You having a seizure? I saw that Julio... it was only a handful of guys. He's gone first four seasons, 20-20. And it's only a handful of players that have done it.
For all the Julio hate, which some of it has come from my nostrils.
Well, you have a lot of hate for various baseball
players. I traded him. He is no longer a Cleveland Steamer.
Yeah,
you
shipped him out of town.
I found him for fantasy purposes to be quite overrated.
Well, to be fair, the Steamer GM, boy, he is cutthroat.
Well, I tell you what, I just pulled off a trade yesterday that was almost vetoed by the league. So look, I think I'm moving into my Jerry Jones days.
Smiles but, and glory holes.
Buck sent this to me.
Smiles and glory hopes.
It's worth putting out there. For anyone disappointed in Julio Rodriguez, this is from Aaron Levine. In his first four seasons, he's on pace for 649 total hits, 331 RBI, 109 home runs, and 116 stolen bases. Compared to Ken Griffey Jr.'s first four seasons, 652 total hits, 344 RBI, 87 home runs, and 60 stolen bases.
So what we can contend, or what we can, I guess, infer
here. You're doing
here,
great. Yeah.
Julio Rodriguez?
Yeah.
First ballot Hall of Famer, arguably the greatest player of his generation.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
Yes. Shane Malcho will be... The greatest Seattle Mariner.
I mean,
of
that's
all
pretty good. Like, yeah,
that's
you know,
good.
That's
know. Yeah.
That's way better than
you would think.
I would have thought.
Yes,
for
yes.
Julio,
because he does seem to take some flack. So,
yeah, he does, and rightly so.
Well,
but
not if he's the next Junior.
Well, yeah.
What's the point?
Well, I don't know, but let's see how it goes next 4 years. Anyway, nice little sack bunt, and the Mariners are in business.
Quality baseball.
It is quality. You're just a good quality sound baseball
team.
I wouldn't know.
As so now it's going to be a sack fly.
As someone that watches the Mets play, I'm not familiar with what this quality baseball and moving runners over and then scoring. Yeah, you're speaking Japanese.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
On this note, did you know that we have a female umpire?
I did.
That's coming to baseball?
From, I believe, an art student and is now breaking in the first female ump.
Yeah, I think she's going to be on a game this weekend, is she
I
not?
Believe that is the case.
Marlins, Braves.
I forget what her name was. But yeah, I saw a little thing on her. Was that 2 days ago when they made this announcement?
Her name is like Palcho or something, or Palo.
Is it Malcho?
I swear
no
it's close
way.
To that. It's like Palcho.
God, I want nothing more.
Jen Paywall.
Oh.
Powall. Powall, so
Malcho.
Seawald.
Falco, so Powall.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
That gets me every time.
I
love that. So
yeah,
much.
She's going to play the play. She will be umping
the
red hot, your Miami Marlins.
My Marlins, yeah. Marlins and Braves. Yeah,
Marlins and Braves.
So she's just going to do the series? Or like, why is she coming in now? Like, what is that about?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. I'm assuming she's staying in the bigs. I don't think it's a one-off. I think she's just getting...
Maybe another umpire's hurt or has a medical condition.
She's getting the call-up.
Do you need like a... Yeah, maybe she's getting the call-up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Our fans get... God, Suarez sucks.
She was an all-state softball and soccer player in New Jersey.
You think fans will start throwing sex toys on the field?
Hey, did you see, they caught one of the kids. He's 18 years old.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's in the notes. I'm calling you out on this.
They're trying to charge
you
with assault.
Yes, they are. Jason Swigard was correct.
Yeah, put him in jail.
All right, well, you know what? Now that we've blown through another segment, let's get to that coming up next. I heard you yesterday.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the prison sentence he gets.
Oh, he's not going to prison, but...
For nicking someone in the foot.
Swigard was right.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
And you owe him an apology.
To hell I do.
Tell you what, that's next, all right? Here on The Fan.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are careening towards Seahawks football live on the radio.
We're careening towards pregame Seahawk football.
That's right. Two hours of it.
The game isn't until 7. So you get 2 big hours of Seahawk pregame.
That's right.
So just let's have some accuracy here. I expect better out of my noted newsman.
Well, I expect better out of you, okay?
Well, you're not going to get it.
clearly not.
I'll tell you that right now. I'll double down on this son of a bitch coming up.
Because I had to listen to you. We all had to listen to you bloviate yesterday about how Swigard needs to put his big boy pants on.
Seriously, grow up.
And
take
stop
the cob
griping
out.
About arresting. He wanted to arrest.
Swag
you
wants
need to get
to
the cob out of your ass.
I believe Swag wants to send the WNBA sex toy thrower to a Venezuelan prison camp.
He did
this
say.
This is outrageous.
He did say they should be arrested, and you barked back on your radio show saying, good. Well, you just changed the laws, man. You can't just arrest someone. Well, guess what? Guess what, fella?
What?
Caden Lopez,
yeah.
An 18-year-old at the center of alleged involvement in the latest sex toy situation, was arrested this week following Tuesday's Suns v. Mercury basketball game.
Yeah, and he was released an hour later, which is the same thing happens when you run onto the court.
This comes after Fever guard Sophie Cunningham sounded off on X after she was nearly hit with an object during Tuesday night's Indiana versus Los Angeles matchup. Lopez was reportedly detained by Phoenix police inside Phoenix Arena after allegedly hitting another fan and his 9-year-old niece with a green sex toy. Lopez appeared in court Wednesday after he was booked on suspicion of disorderly conduct assault, and public display of explicit sexual material. Hell yeah.
Oh, for God's sakes.
The Phoenix Police Department confirmed the arrest and said they will make the final and said that the Maricopa County Attorney's Office will make the final decision on prosecution.
This is what we're doing. We're gonna prosecute an 18-year-old.
They're sending the bad people out.
You
owe an apology to my man Jason Swigart, who called for this and he got what he wished for.
I'm sure that they're gonna throw the book at an 18-year-old for.
He was arrested.
And released.
Well, he was arrested.
You get arrested when you run out onto a field, and then an hour later you're released. Hey. You pay a small fine. You get banned from the game, and you move on. There was actually one talking head today. If you want me to forgive Swag, I forget who it was, but there was one of the talking heads I saw that was calling for this to be considered a sex and a hate crime. Oh my God. Like, how far up your own ass can your head be? Really? It's a hate crime? This is where we're at? It's a sex crime. Oh, okay. Cool. Bravo, everybody. Look. And the kid even said, he's like, I don't know. He's like, I saw it on TikTok. I thought it was funny. I threw something onto the court. And we're like,
and now we're teaching him a lesson.
It's like the Wildfire Kids. You know,
That's what it is.
Yeah, you're doing hundreds of millions of dollars in damage.
And by hundreds of millions of dollars of damage, this was you nicked Sophie Cunningham's foot with a plastic object.
No, she hit somebody in, or he
oh, yeah,
hit this, somebody in the stands. So, I think that's why they arrested him.
Yeah, this was different. So you're right. So this is the one that didn't make it to the court.
It hit a guy in his knees. I said. So I think that's the only reason they can charge him with assault, because if it doesn't hit anybody, then I don't think...
You can't.
I mean, they did have disorderly conduct in there and some sort of explicit material charge.
Yeah, because it was a sex toy.
So yeah, man. You can't be showing that to the 9-year-olds.
This is so dumb.
Not only is the niece going, Unky, that hurt. What was that? What do you say if you're the unk?
I just love, of all the things we have going on in the country right now, all of the criminal problems we have, this is where we're going to get tough.
Hey, man.
We're cracking down on...
anymore, you're going to have problems.
On landscapers and sex toy throwers. This is where we draw the line.
Right.
As I said yesterday to Swigart and everyone else, grow the F up.
I think the people that need to grow up are the people that are throwing the sex toys onto the court.
I think we're going to stop.
We have laws.
The kid's 18.
Yeah, well.
That's what dumb kids do.
Grow up.
It's 18.
And adults get prosecuted.
Charge him with assault.
Hell yeah.
Throw the book at this son of a bitch. He'll never do it again.
So
the next time someone gets drunk at a game and does something, this is what we're going to do. We're like, that's right.
It's called standards.
Throw the book at him.
Yeah.
Kids.
Law and order.
You can't just see something on TikTok and go do it, you little S head.
Your consequences. Clout chasing days are over.
Jeez,
that's right.
Please.
I'm a Swigart.
The overreaction that we have, we're so sensitive about the WNBA right now. And it's like, oh, you can't possibly do anything against the WNBA. It's a national treasure. It's a league that no one's cared about for 30 years. And they've got some traction, and good for them. They should. And now anything that involves them, we have to clutch our pearls and be like, well.
I kind of wanted to see the wang.
Buckley. Look at you, Rob.
God.
You're despicable. You're the reason why we have these sorts of problems.
I can't believe I'd do a show with a pig. An absolute pig. Unbelievable.
Oh my gosh, I'm a filthy bastard. That's what I'm saying. We have to keep everyone distracted from what's really going on in the problem. There you go.
What problem?
Oh, problems.
I don't know what you mean.
Someone said, watch them make him a registered sex offender.
That's right. Lopez, you'll think twice the second time then, won't you there, pal?
Someone said they're going to make him attend 10 more WNBA games.
Now, that's not very funny.
And yet you laugh.
And yet.
I laugh like Buckley. Did you get that laugh yet?
It's on its way.
Thank you. I
said you can smoke meth and grow weed in Portland, but in Phoenix, if you throw a piece of rubber, it's jail time.
That's right. You can't be hitting 9-year-old girls with Dito's. Okay.
Well, that's
what happened.
That's a valid point.
It's a problem. You got if you're gonna
do it anymore, you're gonna have problems.
You do it anymore, you're gonna have problems.
If you do it, you gotta make the core.
You gotta make the core.
You gotta make
America
great
again.
That's a
totally.
Let's start punching kids in the face.
There you go. Yeah. See your own words. Punch the kid in the face. I don't care. Arrest him. One of the two. Just teach him a lesson.
How about this? Instead of trying to send this kid to prison,
punch him in the face.
Punch him in the face. That should be...
Let the nine-year-old girl do it.
That should be the punishment, is we just line you up and we're like, dude, head or gut, which one do you want? We sock him once, you're like, knock it off. Your granddad should have done this to you in the first place. He didn't. You take a... Go find some cop that's all high-teed and ready to go and he wants to hit someone anyways. Let him smack this kid in the face, swat him on the fanny and be like, be better and send him on his
Sucker.
Way.
Ooh, someone says we should send him to Alligator Alcatraz.
That's where everybody's going.
Yeah.
These days.
Charge him with sexual assault, and he's in a 5 years from now a run for Congress.
Well, that's fair.
It's a valid point.
All right. I've been teasing it for 45 minutes. The payoff is a-coming.
Is it? Is it really?
Well, let's hope. Rachel Bachman and a college football history lesson. Next on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.